AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State Colin Powell has died of complications related to COVID-19. The AP Sagar Meghani has more.
What an incredible American.
Vice President Harris honors Powell as a trailblazer.
He rose to the highest ranks not only in the military, but also in areas of foreign policy and statecraft.
President Biden calls Powell, the first Black Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State, a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. Powell's legacy, though, was tarnished by his faulty claims justifying the U.S. invasion of Iraq 18 years ago. His family says Powell died of COVID-19 complications, his age and history of cancer making him vulnerable despite being fully vaccinated. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump involved in a couple of legal actions. He has filed suit challenging President Biden's decision to not use executive privilege to block the release of documents and files from the Trump administration wanted by the House committee investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Trump calls the request a political ploy, almost limitless in its scope. In New York City, Trump was deposed by lawyers representing protesters who were attacked by security guards for the former president early in his first campaign for the White House. Benjamin Dichter represents some of those suing Trump.
We believe there is ample evidence to submit to a jury that Donald Trump has, in fact, directed his security guards to engage in the use of physical force and violence on numerous occasions, both before and after the incident at issue, during his presidential campaign, and thereafter.
Dichter says Trump faced questions on a variety of topics, including comments he made at campaign rallies in which he appeared to encourage security personnel to treat protesters harshly. This is AP News. Jury selection underway in southeast Georgia. Three white men charged with murder in the death of a Black man, Ahmaud Arbery. A video of the shooting was posted online. Benjamin Crump is Arbery family attorney.
You have to think how many obstacles we had to overcome to get to this moment.
My.
I mean, if it were not for that video, then the big lie could have stood forever.
It could take weeks to select a jury. Father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, are charged in Arbery's death. Two men have been arrested. Police are looking for others in a drive-by shooting death of a 13-year-old, Keelan Allen, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Allen was in his bedroom doing homework and playing with his iPad last Friday evening. 21-year-old Julian Lamont Gordon was arrested today. 18-year-old James D'Anthony Reed was charged with capital murder. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.